Russia's military is expanding its use of small squads on motorcycles and quad bikes along Ukraine's front lines, as it prepares for fresh offensives, according to Ukrainian officials and military analysts. The Russian Defense Ministry take a step to soldiers training in groups of two or three, riding motorbikes through a course to a pulsating electronic soundtrack. Russian forces have deployed motorcycles and quad bikes in several sectors of the front for over a year to try and evade Ukrainian drone surveillance. Ukraine expects a major Russian offensive in the coming months, as Moscow seeks to gain ground before any potential ceasefire agreement. Ukrainian commanders call the motorbike assaults bonsai attacks, referring to their high speed and high risk. They can advance very quickly, get behind the lines, said Ukrainian commander Andrei Akhanash earlier this month, noting that Russian casualties from these tactics were heavy. The Ukrainian Center for Strategic Communication said the motorcycle tactics showed Russia's shortage of heavier military equipment, but also its ability to adapt to battlefield conditions. On Saturday, Ukraine reported it had repelled a Russian assault on the village of Bahadir, Donetsk region, destroying 15 motorcycles and killing around 40 Russian troops. Ukrainian military also highlighted drones striking motorbikes in open fields. Ukrainian officials also noted that Russian forces had been using more quad bikes around Chasiv Yar and Donetsk, where fighting has largely been static for the past year. Lieutenant Colonel Pavlo Shamshin said motorcycles offered speed and maneuverability, but came with a major drawback. Riders could not hear incoming drones because of the noise of the engines. Russian state media has been highlighting the benefits of deploying motorbike units. Troops can load an injured soldier onto the back of a motorcycle in muddy fields. Last week, Russia Today reported that motorcyclists were being used to plant mines and featured an interview with a soldier from the 39th Guards Motorized Rifle Brigade, who was part of a newly formed motorbike group. "Our main advantage is the ability to drive straight into enemy positions and neutralize them," the soldier said. He added that the noise of the motorcycles caused panic among enemy troops, often forcing them to abandon their positions. The Russian military is also employing motorcycles for casualty evacuation. The Telegram channel of the Defense Ministry's outlet, Osvizda, reported last week that Marines fighting in the Kursk region were using all-terrain bikes to evacuate wounded soldiers and civilians.